is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season, to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Heart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Easy Car Sales, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Lawrence Electric Motors.
The Foundation. 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 Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon. You getting ready for Thanksgiving. You getting ready for Christmas. You getting ready for your children to come back. You getting ready to spend some money. Talk to me. This bananas. I'm grateful to be in your company today, guys. I am so very elated. They're going to have these kind of conversations with you. Grateful. Still getting calls from the weekend. I don't know why. Anton called me and text me. God tell me Anton call him. Anton, don't fight me. Jesus, God, don't fight me. It's a beautiful day, guys. Grateful to be in your company. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Give them a call, 341-1-AFS. If you're looking for insurance, it's kind of a time to make some things happen, so make sure you give them a call in that kind of a space. Guys, it is a gorgeous day, and the paper got some information in it. It's not as beautiful as we'd like it to be, but some information's in there, and if you're interested, you remember, we're still doing this thing. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Look for that new logo. Circle that thing. Put your information there and drawer. This week, Friday, is going to be the last week that you can win your $180 cold, hard cash money. You don't have to beg nobody for that. You don't have to shake no cup. You don't have to shake nothing else. You could be able to get that thing. Just pick up your Guardian newspapers. $1 at your wherever the outlet is that you get it from. You can be able to pick that thing up. Find out all the information. And in the papers today, you can be able to see report highlights the illegal gun problem in the Bahamas has the highest percentage of firearms, where the sources says, in the United States of America, which I think it's absolutely bananas. It's absolutely bananas. It's almost impossible. But, you know, I guess this is what the report says. And the RBDF officers on a six-month deployment to Haiti. FTX liquidators billed $34 million in fees in the first year of the FTX windup, and Deputy Prime Minister, DPP, makes decision on coroner's inquest verdict. The coroner's inquest verdict, all the information's in there, and the plane crash lands near Grand Bahama with minor injuries reported. I hold my breath when they said six souls on board. I held my breath when I was listening to that, so I'm grateful that it was only minor injuries to be able to see that. Well, guys, we're going to switch up the conversation this day and continue to be able to do that as we continue to move forward into the holiday season. I know that for the most part, we have strained that kind of a conversation that we have as it relates to politics. Some persons are just tired of hearing about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. I feel the same way. But I think it's an important aspect of being able to identify how are we going to move forward as it relates to leadership in our country. How are we going to move forward within. Where is the vision going to be coming from? Who amasses that kind of a posture, that position to ensure that we can get the country back to the right space? And I think that that's what we've been looking for a long time, whether it's in the person of Lyndon Penland, Hubert Ingraham, Perry Christie, whoever these particular persons are, you know, we've been looking for a very long time and trying to find out which leader possesses those qualities to transform our nation. I think that quietly we have the eager desire to change. There's a subtle desire that exists within us that's excited but continues to be suppressed by the reality of the day. That's the cement or the glass ceiling. The reality of the day, the pressures of the day, the tribulations that we go through. But right under that exists this sort of an idea for growth, development, this idea for change. And for the most part, most of us only see the fact that, hey, listen, for us to get to this change, the only space and place that we can do that with is with leadership. So that's why we've been talking about politics the way that we have. But it's important that we be well-rounded in our approach. On Friday, we would have been able to see Gao and Bo talk about it's naive to believe that we can get to a cost of living and being able to make modification and increase all these things without revenue being able to come in. So along those lines, we're going to take this chance to be able to have this kind of a conversation with none other than my very good friend who's sitting here with me. We didn't speak together in a long time on radio. We didn't do this in years. Here with us again today and still kind of exuberant, really excited to talk about these things. He's just been over to the InvestFest over the past few days and really going to be able to talk to us about that and talk to us about transformation, growth, and development from an economic standpoint here in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to none other than Wayne Johnson, my brother. Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm glad to be back on Gladian Radio on this blessed Monday afternoon.
Yeah, man. I'm grateful that you're here with us, man. Talk to me about that. I saw some stuff that you did on your Facebook page that you were over to InvestFest for a very long time now. How many years? You've really been talking and championing the cause about this sort of an idea of being able to transform from an economic standpoint. How many years you've been committed to doing these things?
Listen, I've been, since I came back home, I graduated in May of 1999. And when I graduated, May of 1999, I came back to the Bahamas in December. And from early 2000, from the time I came back home, you know, I've always been pushing and talking about economic empowerment for Bahamians.
How was the reception with that?
Our people were not. It's change is hard. So it changes hard. And I could tell you some of the things that I've led in. Me and my partner, Mr. Simmons, both of us, we talk about as a part of an economic platform in the Bahamas. We had an FX license here in the Bahamas, teaching Bahamians about FX and how they could trade and how they could make money in the foreign currency markets. We introduced the first prepaid debit card here that was not tied to banks. And we were trying to position our country and the different institutions that we were dealing with so they could position themselves for the opportunity and the future growth of the development. When you look around the country, you see there was so much money transfer businesses that were set up. We were getting ready to deal with a particular bank and a particular telco and actually had a prepaid debit card that was powered by the bank to be able to get them to have a lot of patrons who came inside it to be able to top up their debit cards and they could send it to their family members throughout the Caribbean and in Latin America and participate in the money transfer business.
And what's the issue with that? Why didn't it come to fruition?
A lot of times we are stuck in a neocolonial mindset.
We saw that. The closest that we would have seen to this kind of a concept was the phone cards.
They had phone cards.
You could charge your phone card, but you could still send funds from place to place or phone to phone.
We did a study. We did a study. That's with 10,000 cards. With 10,000 cards, it was millions of dollars into the coffers of the telco, the bank, and into bank fees. The FX fees.
Okay.
Before it got sold.
Okay, good.
So we had that situation where we would have changed the dynamic, and then not just topping up the card. We actually we were in talks with the post office to be able to run the same platform through the post office banks through the post office in terms of the prepaid debit card with the ATM machine.
This is still a good idea, by the way.
Yeah, it's still a good idea. And we were doing that years ago. We were in conversation with TriPoint because at that particular time, TriPoint had the trunks that the different banks and institutions. So you had a model that was being set up by Bahamians, and we were in partnership with a company called Easy Bonds, which is Zucoins now, or to Australia, that would have been able to provide the system and the technology to be able to move us, our country, forward to where we were on the cutting edge. This was early 2005, 2006. And now you see these things that's coming out now, just several years later. I'm saying...
Didn't they use this model in Africa? And
yeah, it's mobile. They did it in Kenya, where you had mobile-to-mobile banking.
Yes.
So what it was electronically, I could have gotten an electronic wallet, and we did the testing. I got an electronic wallet. I loaded up my prepaid debit card. I could have sit in Starbucks, load up my debit card through the e-wallet, and I could have sent you $1,000, and you could have go to the ATM through the electronic wallet, send it to your debit card, and pick up and get the $1,000.
But I don't understand, why did they push back on this? Because this is what I'm hearing. Watch me. I hear PayPal. Uh-huh. I hear Cash App. I hear all these particular programs that tie into your debit card and give you access to these particular things.
Yeah, right? And not only that, what we talked about too was actually the prepaid debit card wasn't just a debit card. It was linked to a program called Price Link Savings Accounts. So what it is was when Bahamians would have been able to top up their card, was linked to the telco plus linked to the bank. And so you had a $500. Let's say you had a $500.
Did you present this plan to them?
Yeah, we went to the different regulatory agencies.
So all they're trying to figure out is how I could get me in this one and then push you out.
No, that's what I'm saying. But we went to the regular agencies. We went to the top people that we needed to go to. People say, "Well, you're acting like a telco." We say, "We're not a telco." Or you're acting like the bank. I said, "See the bank here." All we did was we were able to put together the technology.
All you were with the liaison.
The liaison, the concept, and the strategy to be able to make this work.
This is an excellent idea.
And then guess on top of that, we don't have a strong savings country, right? So here's what we're doing. The $500 account, you had a $1,000 account, you had a $1,500 account, and you had a $2,000 account, and then you could go up to a $5,000 or $10,000 level. And every time you had that money on your debit card, your card number will be entered in to win. And so it was price linked savings account, like a savings lottery. And so we had it linked to a lottery concept where the monies will get paid out every month, depending on the level.
This is an excellent idea, by the way.
Depending on the level that you're at. So if you are at the $500 level, and then when you win at the $500 level, here's what you do. You couldn't take out all the cash. If it was $5,000. You could take out 50%, which is $2,500, and then you move up to the next level, where you can move up to the $1,000 level.
It's a credit union concept.
Yeah, credit union concept, where you move up to the $1,000 level, or you move up to the $1,500 level. And so now, that person now is encouraged to save because they're savings, but they're being rewarded for savings. And so instead of us having an economy where we buy and where we spend, where we earn and spend, you're teaching them to earn and invest.
Have you tried to partner with the credit union, local credit union?
We had presented with the credit union and everything else. You got to understand.
And nobody bit.
You got to understand.
When you're early 2000s.
When you're like a forerunner, you're like a Moses. You're preaching in the wilderness and people.
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist, right? Yeah. And people hear this thing and they say, "Boy Johnson, boy, what y'all fellas was talking about." I said the country wouldn't have had a problem. We wouldn't have had a money problem. We wouldn't have had a cash flow problem because the Bahamas is a cash society. And so what happened was you have the concepts now that you see that is happening in these other industries. You have the island pays of the world. You have the
canoe,
and then you have the other company, I can't remember, Mobile Assist. We was 10 to 15 years way before these guys. And that those things are in our economies now, but they didn't have the system. See, the system that you have would have been able to, and it's based off the British premium bonds, where you'd have billions of dollars.
A lot of these companies actually found their life, even though they had the concept and idea. Let's say that it was a skeleton, but the life, the proverbial life that actually was COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic.
Christ.
Caused all of us to kind of open our eyes to this kind of a concept.
Absolutely. Well, guess what? Right before we had the financial crisis, the company came about during the financial crisis. And during the financial crisis, I could have sent you $1,000 to something called, what was it? It was a digital pin. And what my digital pin was, I send you $1,000, so you received it in your app. And so the digital pin was just like a cash. You could go into Haiti, into Jamaica, into Cuba.
So you had it linked regionally.
You had to link. We had it linked regionally, and the Bahamas was going to be the first country.
All in Bahamas, all in U.S. or Bahamian dollars?
Does
it translate when it goes to the other jurisdiction?
It was in multi-currency accounts. So you could have actually linked your account to the multi-currency account. It was USD, British pound, Canadian dollar, Swiss franc, Jamaican currency. And so guess what happened? You could have been able to link that, and you could have walked into a grocery store, a MoneyGram, any one of the places in that particular country and redeem it just like cash or buy it for a goods or service. And so you had that kind of situation where the Bahamas would have been the first country. And let's say if we had a post office, right, that had utilized this. We told the post office, look, we are prepared to give you guys the rights to go and sell this to the other post office in the Caribbean. We provide the technology and you'll be able to get a... We want to be able to give you guys the technology so you could be, actually be effective to be able to move and have this thing running throughout the post office, throughout the Caribbean. And then you had Latin America, you had Canada, you had all these different things. And you had that kind of concept. And the thing about it is, you see fragmentations of it now popping up in our economy, but we would have been light years ahead. The Bahamas was chosen as an opportunity place to be able to launch it. The CEO of our company came down from over Australia. They came down and they was looking at the Bahamas strongly.
This is deep what you're telling me now.
Yeah, yeah. And so the thing about it is we met, like I said, we met with Patelco before it got sold. They liked the whole marketing department, liked the whole idea of it'd take Patelco to a
new heights.
A billion-dollar company. Just based off the money transfer. And the mobile to mobile.
I want to talk about that.
And the top up.
I want to talk about
that. We would have been able to push Patelco from that perspective into a multi-billion dollar company. And just based off of that, we'd have been able to, like I told somebody, technology always drives the economy. And so there was something that we was
doing. I want to talk about this. Let me take this quick commercial break. When we get back, I want to talk more about this. I want to talk about how when you see entities such as the post office, that they're underserving our society, that they're not living to the true potential, especially in a moving world, and talk about some innovations that we can be able to do that. Guys, I'm sitting here with none other than Wayne Johnson. We're talking about where we are and how we can be able to find growth and development. And after this.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Standard Service on Shirley Street, your Everything Christmas store has the perfect gifts just for you. Now until December 24th, you can get 5 to 50% off everything in store, plus 20% off Christmas lights, 25% off artificial Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, and all toys. Standard Services, just around the block with everything in stock. They have everything you need to keep everyone happy this Christmas season. Get the perfect gifts, plus 5 to 50% off everything at Standard Services on Shirley Street, your Everything Christmas store. Open Sunday, December 22nd.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company right here live in effect, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, being able to talk with none other than Wayne Johnson. Wayne, I like this stuff. I might as well tell you the truth. I like this stuff. I like this kind of an idea. You don't know this, but this is what I do outside of this kind of a radio thing.
Yeah.
There's a consultancy company that I have that we sit down. I have tech guys sit with me on a day-to-day. We think about areas that needs, not necessarily looking for a contract, but areas that we can be able to amplify with technology. How can we strengthen this area with technology? How can we ensure that there's accountability with technology? What can we do to ensure that this particular thing is done? And it sounds like you're doing the exact same thing, that there is an opportunity that it presented itself, even in the early 2000s, that says, if we do this, we could transform our society entirely, but nobody bit.
But Howard, the thing about it is, when I presented it, when I did a presentation, how I talked about e-commerce could be a third pillar in our economy. People laugh at me. I had an e-commerce seminar at the Hilton. E-commerce, a revolutionary revolution. Google it. You'll see the e-commerce seminar. I had an article that was printed inside the Tribune years ago, talking about how e-commerce could be a third pillar in our economy. I was laughed at. They did a white paper. They did all the stuff passing e-commerce legislation. But we don't move in that direction unless we're forced to. Our economy could have been a multi-billion-dollar economy in that area of technology, in that area of infrastructure, in that area of being able to push ourselves and getting. You talk about database centers. You talk about driving technologies. Years ago, I talked about how Andres could have been a place where all the packages that are going into Latin America and the Caribbean. I said years ago, we could have built an Amazon center here in one of those places. And maybe even in Freeport, we could have been able to have those packages that are distributed down to Latin America and the Caribbean from the Bahamas being a hub. This was years ago. I talked about it. We talked about on the same radio station about cryptocurrency and what has happened with cryptocurrency way before the big players came and the crash. But I was told I, as a Bahamian, I need to go away. I sell in concepts here that can't work. Now we see that because of crisis.
So what do you think it takes?
We have a
because the players haven't changed.
Yeah, but we have a neo-colonial mindset. I recognize that.
But understand what I'm saying. Despite the fact that we had a neo-colonial mindset, Some external entity shifted and opened up that mindset to allow a few people to matriculate in. Now they in. And they close the gate again.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. The problem with inflation is you can't grow an economy with taxation and grabbing taxes off of a business at the front end of the business.
But every political organization says the exact same thing.
No, but here's the difference.
Minister says it was lazy.
Yeah, but here's the difference, though, Howard. We don't run our economy based off of economic principles. I run our economy if you're making money, I can tax you now. If let's say you through the business cycle. You collect taxes at the end of the sales cycle. But before I even conduct a sale, the taxes is being collected up front. So I'm not even sure whether or not by the time it gets to the end consumer that the taxation that is going to be on that product, I'm going to move the volume that I need to move because taxation, instead of happening at the end of the business cycle,
you fickle
the taxes up front. Now, yeah. If I'm given some kind of incentive in terms of my taxes, in terms of I can get it at the end of the cycle, I could be able to move volume, make my margins, and be able to pay my staff, be able to pay my taxes, be able to put money in marketing and these other areas
to
in the economy.
To push the product.
You understand what I'm saying?
And I had to pay for this until at the end of the cycle.
Absolutely. And so Howard, let me give you an example, a clear example. Right before the crisis occurred, we had a situation where co-branding was such a major, major thing. We was getting ready to, in Mexico, right before the financial crisis, we was getting ready to sign an 8.8 million car deal with a Mexican credit union to be able to do the branding and being able to present them through our relationship to one of our contacts who had a relationship, one of our contacts off Wall Street, who was going to be able to utilize our system to be able to move those cards in Mexico. But the financial crisis came. And then the KYC and Know Your Customer and
this
all
this. This is 2007, 2008.
And I'm saying to you is, the thing about it is what people fail to...
When the bubble bursts, everybody...
See, this is... You are a disruptor in a society where you're a game changer, people don't like game changers. Michael Jordan was a game changer. Signed $5,000 for wearing these shoes. And everybody who put on the Michael Jordan shoes, when you put them on, you thinking you could fly. You think you could do anything with the basketball in the air. Because that's what Michael Jordan made you feel. And so when you think about that kind of situation, people look at you like, you talking craziness. I studied international business. I went to school in Chicago. I studied international business. And so I'm always thinking about what's the next thing. I'm thinking about how we can improve this, how we can make this better. I'm thinking about what we could be able to do to make our country great, to make our country better again, to make our country prosperous again. And we even sold the concept that, look, you could take this concept and we talk about technology in the area of revitalizing the post office. On every major island where you have a couple hundred thousand people still use the post office. They could have been able to modernize the post office and be able to utilize our system so people who want to order stuff online, they could use the prepaid debit card that was powered by
this. I mean, telephone call.
Right.
It feels like no one thinking. I take the telephone call. Guys, give me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the Family Violence, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Well, how you doing, Howard?
Hey, what's up, Graham?
And to Wayne.
Hey, Howard. You know, hey, Graham.
I think they're thinking, you know. They're just not thinking for the masses.
I don't even know if they're thinking for them in the lines of tradition. They feel as though if we can hold the line to ensure that we can do this as long as we can, then it should be okay for us.
You might be right, Howard, because when I look in the phone book, right, I see a fax machine for every
number.
Government department.
That's just,
can you believe that?
From you say phone book, they put money into that, and it's sitting in the front of Batelco. Every Batelco got two pallets or three pallets of phone books.
But you see that.
Every BTC.
But Howard.
That's even more profound. Give me 30 seconds on the phone. We sat in that studio, Wayne, myself, and Lester Cox, with Terrence Bethel in 2017, and Bitcoin was 3,000 a coin. Now it's about 90. Just a few weeks ago, it was
90,000. By the way,
What if every Bahamian, Wayne and I begged every Bahamian to try acquire one, and they would have turned 3,000 into 90,000. That's better than them tree fish and five loaf. But you would have been able to put that on your mortgage, school fee, car, whatever, and that's where you would have helped your country. And wow. He said at that time, why didn't we take this country to a crypto country? El Salvador did it 4 years later, mm-hmm. And that Presidente is a national hero. In addition, we said, why not turn Freeport into banking 2.0, the first crypto world, with carbon neutral crypto? And I'm using these words because of COP29, where we say we're going to have this global warming and all this. We'd have been the first people in the world to use the sun to run the crypto exchanges. You see where we're going with this, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
This would have solved Freeport's issue, and it would have done it in many ways. You also could have, in this country, had a digital currency, a conch coin, not that other sandy thing, and it could have been backed by your natural resources. All this was said in 2017. I need to come get a copy to show. We could replay it and come on there with you and Wayne, mm-hmm. and replay what that show said. Can you imagine a conch coin backed by our natural resources of natural gas, oil, sand, aragonite, calcium carbonate?
Mm-hmm.
We got a list. Oolite? You would have had value out of the gate. When tourists came to your country, you would have only accepted your currency.
Wow.
And they could trade up and buy it. And it may have been worth more than their currency. The Iraq dinar was $3.25 US to get one of their dollars before the invasion.
Wow.
So you can fix this country in a blink, but the problem is we need the Doge, the DOGE.
What is the DOGE?
Department of Governmental Efficiency. Yeah, because you busting up some money, my brother, but you can't tell us where it's going.
No.
And so a forensic, only one cookie jar, it'll be easy to do, but go all the way back to 1932. And find what was really done with all the money. NIB money. You know.
Department of Government.
Yeah, that's what Elon Musk is running in the U.S. You see, it's impossible to give my mother at 90, $300 a month, right? And you can't give her a dollar more. But you could put some pretty paint on some 25-cent pieces. How many millions did that cost? Would it have been better spent on your grandmother, Howard?
That is crazy what you said. Absolutely.
Let me get out of here. Y'all
I appreciate
have a good
it.
Day.
Thank you, man. Thank hey, you,
thanks,
man, Graham. A quick break, guys. When we get back, we can continue this conversation with none other than Wayne Johnson. Be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to art. We can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. You know, I'm having this conversation and I'm sitting here with Wayne, and as I go through this and I'm trying to be able to just calculate in my head about the effort that we put out from an external standpoint, or even from an internal standpoint, what do you expect to get out of this? Graham just called, said you did a show with Lester Cox and being able to talk about Bitcoin. What do you expect to get out of this? If a country for the past 30 years has been in survival mode, if we, the collective as a people, have been in survival mode, if 25%, an increase of 25% of the population of the country has moved from wherever they were in the Family Islands to Nassau for the purposes of survival, if our education system hasn't shifted, if politicians don't even understand where you are, if the tradition that exists within politics retains and remains the exact same space, if they push back against innovation, creativity, if they only use the platitudes and language of, yes, we're going to be able to innovate and create, and when they get there, they do the exact same thing. Who are you talking to? Who are you all talking to?
It's only talk.
No, but I know it's talk.
But Howard, here's the
but
thing.
But who are you talking to?
You could listen to somebody by the policy they represent. And do you know why Bitcoin has taken a major jump to record levels to 93,000? Because Donald Trump says, I'm a Bitcoin president. I'm going to endorse and embrace Bitcoin. I'm going to endorse and embrace cryptocurrency. And so the whole idea behind what we were trying to sell is, guess what? If you don't move your country and pivot your country and you're operating old systems, old ideas, old platforms, your country would not grow, because we are relying so much externally. But the internal shocks that we can deal with within our economy affects us big time. We should have learned from the 2001, the Twin Towers, 9/11. We should have learned from the financial crisis. Now we had COVID-19. And because we have these crises now, we are forced to be able to go move to digital payments. We are forced to be able to do a lot of stuff online. So unless a crisis happened, we don't pivot. We don't pivot to do the things that we need to do because we don't think. We have to hire somebody to tell us what to do.
At $70 million a year.
Yeah, and because I was told, Johnson, you should have been among other people, because I know you from Angleton. I know you from Marathon, okay? And that's our thought process. So the thing that I'm saying, our economy, a lack of intelligence here, is not a lack of Bahamians who are doing ingenuity outside of this country. When you come back to this country to try to bring that ingenuity, you are talking about sometimes...
You become a niche.
No, you become a niche, but it's almost a monolithic kind of situation, mm-hmm. where if you're innovative and you're creative, you're punished. You don't need to be innovative and creative. You need to stay in your little corner and know where you is.
Yeah, but Howard, this is a heavy conversation that you're having with me. I'm saying to you, Howard,
is this. We got to teach the money game, how to win the money game. You know what we should be teaching our children? Maths, science, English, RK, history, civic, geography. Teach them about coding. Teach them how to make money. Teach them how to market, distribute, and manufacture. Whether it be a digital asset, whether it be an asset.
But even that will frustrate children.
No, but you children are into that because children are on their phones all day. The children are playing with the computers. The children can turn over the games. The children, their minds are open up to that kind of stuff. But we got to expose them a kind of opportunity. I did a cryptocurrency thing at Doris Johnson. Not Doris Johnson, Anatole Rogers. And you know what those kids asked me? Mr. Johnson, how could I get into cryptocurrency? I'm interested in what you're doing because guess what? I want to start a business.
Did you translate what they asked you?
Yeah.
How can I get the hell out of this country and make real money?
No, but I'm saying...
That was the question.
No, but you could do that because guess what? People are doing business online now, getting money globally, right here in the Bahamas. So it can happen. Just that you got to have the vision, you got to have the foresight, and you got to have the system. And when you have that kind of thing to all package in one, Howard, you know, you're talking about a revolution. See, political power or economic power means nothing. You could give these people political power, but if you ain't got no economic base, an economic empowerment system going in the country, we could swing one in and swing one right out. But what are you doing?
Hasn't that been what's happening?
That's what I'm saying. What are we doing to empower? Let me tell you something, Howard. Years ago, we talked about how the Bahamas raised money internationally. In order for us to be able to raise money to support our debt, because we pay close to $2 billion, I think, $2 billion in interest in our international bond market to service those debts internationally. So we have to get U.S. dollars. And because the Bahamas has been a good payer and we've been good internationally in terms of paying, we could go to the markets and borrow money. But the fact of the matter is right now, is that based on what we have, and we said this about the oil and the natural resources in our country with Bahamas Petroleum many years ago. We said we have oil and natural resources. We could go into futures market. There's something called a futures contract where you could go into the futures market, raise capital based on what you have in the ground, if that belongs to us, pay off our national debt, pay off our external debt, and we begin to move the country and build the country 50 years into the future. Don't tell me what happened in the past. The past is the past. And don't talk to me about Christopher Columbus statue, because Christopher Columbus ain't doing nothing to me. Okay? I'm talking about the president now, watching uncle empower our country to make our country smarter again, to make our country think again, to make our country embrace technology and be able to move and how we can win the money game. See, the thing about it is, a lot of people want money and wealth, you know. It doesn't matter where you go, all around the world. People want money, people want wealth, people want opportunity. Why do people risk their life, Howard, on a boat to come to the Bahamas? And when they come to the Bahamas, they kiss the ground. Because this is one
opportunity.
The Bahamas is one of the greatest money making machine on the face of God Earth. Because you know why? The people who come here from the other places, they ain't gonna go back. But we've lived here. You know what we have a PhD in?
Condition.
Yeah. You know what we have a PhD
into
in?
Into slackness.
Yeah. But you know what we have a
PhD in? And corruption.
Yeah. But you know what we have a PhD in? Pull him down. We mastered that. A PhD in that. Pull him down.
Now, I want to talk about these things. Now, when we get back from these particular commercial breaks, I want to dive into this because as I listen to this, I think we're going to have to be content with the niche market that we're in to amplify those things, to identify how we can do that. This is just a conversation that we're having because I realize something. When you start to talk about political power without economic power, how the doors will just be revolving in one term, out one term, in one term. So that's what's been happening in our country. And men risk life and limb, relationship and all that they have for the idea of the perceived power that we give them in this country. That's all.
Absolutely.
They will risk everything.
They will kill you for them colors.
And they still don't have the economic power for transformation. There are political organizations and individuals who seek to get into politics who still have to find a donor, who still have to find support.
Yes.
The community expects you, as you present yourself, to come with something in your hand. Don't come here with your hand swinging. But none of us are thinking how we can do this ourselves. When we get back, guys, I wanted to be able to dive deeper into that. Before we go out of here, well, you know, we got to be able to stop for the 1 o'clock news. But Unshakable is tonight. When we get back, we can talk about it a little bit more. Mr. Antonio is going to be launching his book, Unshakable, tonight at the Fox Hill Community Center. It's going to be an exciting thing. I want to talk about it a little bit more when we get back at the 1 o'clock hour. Quick break for news. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, November 18th. If you're celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. As we continue to be able to move forward towards Thanksgiving and towards Christmas. I know you heard when I said there was turkey and stuffing. Turkey and stuffing. So we're going to be able to have a good time and have a good conversation. Well, I'm sitting here with none other than Wayne Johnson being able to talk to us about some stuff. I won't be able to tell you this before we get out of here, though. I just got a sort of a text that came through from Mr. Antonio. He sat with us last week, and he says, Howard, don't forget tonight at 7 p.m. over at tonight 7 p.m. over at Fox Hill Community Center is going to be the book launch for Unshakable. This is Darren Antonio Sr., the gentleman who came with us last week. He was telling you about his breathing, the tribulation that he's gone through, the ups and downs, the commitments that he's had, the focus when, tell us a good story, said, you know, he was watching some football and the brother-in-law bring him there, the brother-in-law fall asleep, two women was in the house and all he could do was focus on football. I want to hear more about this story, guys. These are wonderful things, man. I love the fact that Bahamian persons are continuing to be. Go and check him out this evening at 7 p.m. at the Fox Hill Community Center. 7 p.m. the Fox Hill Community Center for his book launch, Unshakable. This is Darren Antonio. Make sure that if you want to be able to purchase this book and check it out, it's on Amazon for just $20 today. So I just told him I would do that, and I wanted to kind of do that for him, right? Now, we've been talking like this, and we've been talking throughout the break, right? During the break time, I didn't listen to the news or anything like that. But we're talking. And in the midst of the conversation, I recognize that, and I'm listening to him, and I'm hearing innovation. I'm hearing this kind of an idea of being able to thrust yourself forward, to push yourself forward. I'm hearing all of this. And the truth of the matter is that I can attest to this. I can attest to the ideas. I can attest to the fact that we feel like John the Baptist. I can attest to the fact that this kind of a forerunning concept of being able to push yourself forward and make some things happen is a very, very frustrating thing. Very frustrating in our society, more specifically. I started to talk to him about this kind of an idea for just what I do here in this space and how, in comparison to an international space, this pales. It pales in comparison. And sometimes the only thing that continues to push us forward as innovators, as creators, as persons who are willing to kind of push the envelope, is our faith. And understanding that there is a bigger objective and it's bigger than us. And we have to happen. It may not necessarily happen today, but it got to happen. Go ahead, Wayne.
Howard, faith without works is dead. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So sometimes when you operate in faith, some people say they believe. But do you really trust? Some people say, well, I have faith that I can move the mountain. But when the hard times come, do you really trust? When people who you know, Howard, they sit right next to the other table, they shake your hand and say, Johnson, man, I can do business with you. Johnson, man, I like what you're doing. Johnson, man, I really appreciate. Boy, you was an innovative Bahamian, eh? Oh, man, you're doing big things. You're doing great things. And when you're back, like, Johnson, boy, I want to fail. You don't think I understand that? You don't think because I went to the valley, the shadow of death, I know I got to fear no evil because I know God is with me? You don't know the things that people have gone through, but you got to press your way through. When your back is against the wall and you don't have nobody to turn to, you got to press your way through. And Howard, guess what? It's the generation that's coming behind. See, it ain't about me. It's a generation coming behind. You know, my nephew said something to me the other day. He said, Uncle Vin, he said, you know what I really respect about you? Despite what you've gone through and the things that has happened to you, you never gave up as an entrepreneur. You never gave up on what you believed in. You never gave up on what your thought or your whole thought process. When me and Mr. Simmons had been on the ride talking about Zucoins and cryptocurrency and how it's going to revolutionize the market and change everything, the people laugh at us, but the Bahamians who believed in us, they're the ones who stepped forward. And we are moving into a new era and a new into a new stratosphere. But you got to see the vision. Where there's no vision, the people perish. You know, people laugh at Sir Wallace Grove. When they say, Sir Wallace, what did you see in Freeport? People say, I only see Bush. He said, no, I didn't see Bush. I see Freeport. I see the container port. I see the nation's second city. So you got to have vision. And so what has happened is we have put people in places who are vision blockers, who are dream stealers. They don't lift a nation to be able to move a nation forward. They don't be able to create, put a vitamin shot, a crusader shot, to cause people to think differently, to believe differently, to see themselves differently. I believe that I could stand tall. I believe that wherever I go in the world, I could stand tall as a Bahamian. Even though I live in the Bahamas, I never think second fiddle of myself. I believe that I could be whatever I put my mind to. With God's help, I believe that I could accomplish it. I believe that I could achieve it. And I believe it could happen. I think about the late, great Dr. Miles Monroe. One of the most famous Bahamians ever. And what he has done on the continent of Africa. To world leaders. To presidents, prime ministers, businesses and companies in the United States and here. Dr. Miles Monroe gave us a blueprint. So sometimes you got to go out. When you make it big, oh, that's a Bahamian. But we don't want to recognize him. The Bible is true. A prophet is about honoring his own town. And that's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. But we have to be able to do the things here while we're here. We got to be able to push a young lady who wants to be an entrepreneur. We got to inspire her to greatness. We got to be able to say, yes, you could make it. We got to say, hey, even though you had a disappointment here, you can succeed over here. We got to tell them, hey, it doesn't matter if you fail high school. You can succeed in life. You can succeed in business. You can become somebody. Know that you are the CEO of you. Know that you're the chief executive officer of yourself. You are somebody. You could become somebody. You could be great in this nation. You can be great. You can't think about yourself as second fiddle. It doesn't matter where you come from. It's what you do with your life that makes a world of a difference.
So this prophetic approach, this sort of an idea of being able to say these things from an internal standpoint in our country, and you say you ain't giving up, and you say that you still have faith, because I'm listening to you, and I keep trying to figure out, I hear a lot of my ideas in you. Not necessarily specifically blow for blow, but I'm hearing this sort of the enormity of this idea for transformation. I could hear what you're saying, and I feel what you're saying. But I've always taken the approach to how do I navigate this to the objective? How do I, through wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, my experiences, my education, my exposure to getting this to a greater position of growth and development? That's what I've done. How do I now find myself in a position of being able to speak truth to power in this country for transformation without cussing people out and you doing those particular things? Have you utilized this level of innovation? Have you had to kind of tap into that to kind of be able to make some things happen?
Howard, I have. I mean, Howard, I've had forums, I've had seminars and workshops, e-commerce and Obama's and Revolution. I had the Global Management Forum that I had the British Colonial Hilton talking about the impact, transformational, of moving the country forward. We talked about on many platforms. I talked about zoo coins and what zoo coins could bring in terms of what Zootopia and the two of them tie in together in terms of trade, commerce, industry, e-commerce, e-business. These are the kind of things that the concepts and everything are there. People are participating. The technology had to because of what you had with the crypto crash, but everything is coming together in terms of Zootopia to be able to have a platform where you could buy and trade with goods and services on the platform. If you want to be able to purchase a good or a service, you could pay with your credit card. I mean, these are the kind of things, you know, but you can't allow the environment that might not be ready for what you're bringing to just cause you to be broken or cause you to be defeated. You know, the trouble don't last all the way, but guess what? You can make it. You got to believe that you can make it and know that you can make it. And guess what? You can make it. That's how you got to think about yourself. You can't think about yourself not, you know, many young entrepreneurs who got started in business, and they see me every day. They say, Wayne, thank you. I say, thank you for what? You don't even know how much you motivated me because you didn't have a give-up spirit. You didn't have a give-up spirit. I watch you. You don't let things shake you or break you along. You might be down but not out. You might be broken but not defeated. You might be scarred, but you might not be torn. But you can make it and you can succeed and you can be successful. And that's how you have to think about yourself. Look at Robert Kiyosaki, lived in his car. Nobody believed in him. Nobody believed in Robert Kiyosaki, rich dad, poor dad. He talked about that concept. He talked about that whole concept of how he saw himself. And so when you think about your in that kind of perspective, you know that guess what? You're one phone call away. You're one step away from a multi-million dollar transaction that is getting ready to take place. That's going to change the dynamics, not just for you, but there's so many other people
You know what's scary for me? What's scary for me is that a lot of men and women in our country have the exposure, have the experience, have the drive, have the ambition, has everything, all the ducks in a row. And all they're doing is waiting on the opportunity. It seems like there is a gulf that exists between you and your opportunity. Not that the opportunity ain't there, but it is a gulf. I think a lot of persons have circumvented that gulf. They've tried to do their best to circumvent that gulf and take on an avenue and change the characteristics of that vision that they had. What I mean by that is that some people sell themselves short. They sell themselves short. They yield their talents to another entity to be able to change some things. I just want to encourage some people out there. You just got to hold on. You guys got to hold on and keep pushing forward. I think in this country, a lot of us have yielded ourselves and kind of given up. I could just tell you one story. There is many a person who called me and say, Howard, come here and do this and do that and do the next thing. We could use you here. We could use you there. But as you look at this, you say, this don't make no sense. I lose my voice. I lose my position. I lose everything just to be able to get a check. That's not winning.
No.
That's not winning.
No.
That's not the success. That's not what you've been called to do.
Howard, so many people, you know what sports teaches you? Sports teaches you about leadership. Sports teaches you about risks. Sports teaches you about how to be able to achieve in life. We were playing, I can't remember the name of the school. It was either Donald Davis or Government High. And my coach called a timeout. The late coach, Chuck Markey. He called, and he looked in the huddle and said, who's going to take the last shot? And I said, what you mean, who's going to take the last shot? I'm a leader. I will take the last shot. And so when they called a timeout, he designed a play, came off of the baseline, came up to the top of the key. I took two dribbles, and I shot it off of one leg. And it went all the way to the bottom. I fell to the ground, and it went to the bottom of the net. And everybody, all my teammates were jumping around. We won, we won, we won. So I looked at them, and I said, well, what do you expect? I'm a leader. That's what I'm expected to do. That's what I saw myself doing. So you acting all strange now and acting all brand new, like you did not see that. That's what I saw for myself. I saw myself knocking the shot. I saw myself with the game winning shot. So if you don't see yourself like that, how do you expect somebody else to see you? It doesn't matter what you think. It's how you see yourself.
I like that. Guys, give me a call. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
All is well, my brother. What's happening with you?
I can get you in a minute. Good afternoon, man. How you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, man.
Alright, and good?
Yeah, man.
Alright. How would...
What you say?
I could take you to the cross because God is not in you. We got to have a conversation of it. Anyway, very interesting conversation. It's always a pleasure to have Wayne on the airwaves. Mm-hmm. It's been a while, Wayne, but where you been?
Well, I've been working. I've been on so many talk shows in this country, talking to people and doing stuff. And so sometimes when you get an invitation,
yeah,
you know, I take the opportunity. But I've been working on the ground. I've been doing a lot of stuff. Doing a lot of seminars, a lot of one-on-ones. I've been doing stuff to work with the next generation, man.
All right. Yeah, well, God's continued guidance and enough respect as it relates to the message that you and Howard are discussing today. Howard,
mm-hmm.
You said that you would have to water down yourself and put yourself to a position where you don't even recognize your own self.
You don't know yourself no more.
In order to accept the opportunity that was being offered to you when the man said, they could use you over here, right?
They could use you here.
But Howard, you are telling us exactly what the man said. He wants to use you.
Yeah. Everybody wants to use you.
He don't want to utilize you to provide an invaluable service. He wants to use you, literally. Not figuratively speaking,
mm-hmm.
Howard. And that's what happens in our country. Wayne said it, and I've been listening to Wayne over the decades as well on the airwaves, as I've also been participating in many of those conversations that he's been engaged in, and I've been watching the strides that he's been attempting to make, and I've been watching the dream killers, as you all are describing in your speech, and that is very unfortunate in our country. You all touched on something that I always make a carrying topic over the last 20-plus years of me participating in the talk shows. We got political majority rule, but we never got economic majority rule in this country. And what is political majority rule without economic majority rule? It absolutely makes no sense. And unfortunately, and you know, before I even say this last point, unfortunately in our country, you can look at the very many areas or disciplines of work and business in our country, and you can see how the life is sucked out of every aspect by the same circle of people. And no matter what government comes in place, it seems no government has the nerve or the will at all, or both, to make the difference mm-hmm. and to break the back of the status quo. Very little room for growth. We have people with old money, we have people with new money in the country, and of the people with new money, I can honestly say that you have the people like Sabaz and Adrian, big respect to them, who are spending money just as much as they are earning money in the country, right, in order to help that cycle of growth in the country. But at the same time, you have the political heads who are also choking off the windows and the doors of opportunities that should be open and flowing in our country to ensure that as many Bahamians as desire, not as possible, as many Bahamians as desire to go through those windows and doors of opportunities are afforded all the opportunities and access that the government could afford to give them, which is all. We have not seen that amount in any real way or any meaningful way in our country.
So how do we fix this? How do we fix this right now? What do you suggest? What do you think needs to happen for us to be able to see the change for growth and development in this country?
I'll start here, Howard. You know, one of the discussions that I recall having over and repeatedly when we were in opposition was going back to the conversation of when have we been in a season we have deliberately out as
I know there's a season that we spoke about it, but not necessarily that we've seen it.
Right. Exactly.
I remember Lyndon Pinnon spoke about it with clarity, yeah.
And so, Howard, this is one of my major push as one of those who was sitting around the table at the time in the economic platform of the PLP or on the economic platform of the PLP. We need to create at least 100 to 200 new millionaires and multi-millionaires in this country, Howard. We need to create an even bigger number of 100,000-aires in this country, of 10,000-aires in this country, a new generation of wealth creation, Howard, through the vehicles that are available to government right now, not new wheels that need to turn, you know, Howard, not new inventions that need to be applied, you know, situations that are occurring every day.
I like that.
However, when you take a close look at how those opportunities are being dispensed, you begin to understand the chokehold in the country. We have yet to shift into that kind of gear. Yet, we have yet to shift in that kind of gear. Yet, as a Davis-led administration, some say Davis-Cooper-led administration. Personally, I'm so disappointed on so many different levels. But there's still hope for us to turn the tide and start to do some meaningful things beyond just chit, chatter, and talk, to show the Bahamian people, to demonstrate to them, we mean business. That we are about to break the back of the status quo, and we're gonna begin the heavy lifting in this administration. We're gonna show you what we're all about in this 5 years that we have, and hopefully, with us showing you what we're all about, the fever catches into the next PLP-led administration.
I like
it. For the opportunity of the music award. God bless you.
Thank you, man.
Guidance,
Alvin. Yeah, respect, man. Thanks. Yeah.
All right, guys, let me take this quick commercial break, and I'm going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, ladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Grateful to be in your company here, speaking with Wayne Johnson, excited about these particular things and trying to figure out how we can circumvent some of the traditional roadblocks that exist in these particular spaces. Maybe this is effect. Maybe we don't go around this. Maybe we have to go through this. And being able to get to this particular objective. I'm sitting here with none other than Wayne Johnson and being able to talk about innovation, creation, creativity, and being able to step into the future and empower all and sundry here in the country. Not just a couple, not just a few, but being able to create, like Anton said, millionaires and 100,000-aires and 10,000-aires and seeing this money increase exponentially in our country.
The Bible says money answered all things. So here's what I believe. I believe we should be able to recreate millionaires. You know, some organizations have recreate millionaires, and so we on a millionaire money kind of mission to create some more millionaires. Because under some millionaires, we have some six figure earners, and under the six figure, you get a million, you get 500,000, you get 250, you get 100,000. We need to be able to create some people to make money in this economy, so everything could trickle down, so you could collect your taxes, so you could do. Listen to this: if you get a thousand person, put $1,000 together, That's $1 million. You could put that into an investment that grew over a particular time. And there are some investments out there where monies could go exponentially. And so there's some things that could happen in the economy and outside of the economy. We got to make something happen. This is a money-making machine. The Bahamas is a money-making machine, my brother. And guess what? Technology is breaking down the barriers. The old tradition of what you had to go to, technology, being online, internet, you're doing global, you're doing all kind of business, it is changing and it's breaking down the barrier.
I can say something to you.
But Howard, on the point, let me give you an example. You see Albany? Those investments were going out west? That ain't old money. That's new money. That's digital money, okay? FX Pro, which is a foreign currency trading platform, is out west. When you're some of y'all who stay in the center part of the island and y'all take a drive out west and see what's happening out there. That ain't old money. That's new money but coming in the economy. We have billions and billions and billions of dollars we need to come in this economy to revitalize this economy. And we're not just thinking about jobs. We're thinking about opportunities, partnership, new opportunities, new growth, and new development where Bahamians could participate from start to finish and we could create some new millionaires in this town.
Now, because you used the example of Albany, we remember when that actually kicked off. We remember the controversy associated with that. We remember the fact that who said what they said in the papers and how they indicated that Prime Minister Perry Christie would have been able to do this or that. We remember that. That's one. Secondly, we also know associated with what's happened most recently. In the papers this morning, you can be able to identify that FTX, FTX liquidators billed $34 million in fees in the first year of the FTX windup. That's two, right? Couple of these things, you can just be able to take a Royal Caribbean versus Toby Smith, right? Or whatever, however you want to be able to do that. There has been, no matter if you black, white, gray, yellow, beige, or off sunburned green, it don't matter how what your color is in this country, if you are a native in this country, you find yourself on the outskirts of business and big business. This is what we've seen historically in this country.
Absolutely.
That we are not a country that is short as it relates to ideas. There's creativities, there's ideas that exist in this country, but we are not welcome with open arms from our government historically. Unless, based upon the allegations, speculations, and what we've seen, unless you in bed with them, you don't get no productivity unless you find yourself bringing them to your table and saying, well, you know, I want to give you X amount of this so you could be able to enjoy. You don't find yourself to productivity. Unless there is an external crisis, like what has happened with COVID-19 and the pandemic, the governments take no consideration for new technology concepts and ideas to be able to come in. This is the reality that we face in this country. And the question that I have is, how do we get past that?
Howard, you got to take it. Howard, I'm not asking for permission no more. Hold on, Howard. I'm not asking for permission no more. Bahamians are coming and they're taking it.
We
and
have here, taken it here, hold on, from and, 2002.
No, but I'm here. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And if you try to come at me to stop me, I'm going to use the Constitution to say you should not discriminate against me in this particular business. I can use the law. What you said, Bahamians, born or free, could be able to have prosperity, wealth, and opportunity in the Bahamas. And this is the commonwealth of the Bahamas where we can make Bahamians great, where we can make Bahamians stand tall, where we can make Bahamians wealthy again, where we can make Bahamians prosperous again. This is a country where we as Bahamians, I don't have a problem other people come from where they come from and they making money. But we should have an opportunity to be able to make the same opportunity and money in our country without having to go through the back door and meet somebody in a dark alley. No, I want to be able to come through the same front door. I want to look you directly in the eye and I say, here's my opportunity, here's my plan, and here's how I'm going to give
it. And they ask you for a bribe.
But that's a problem.
This is the statistical data and information that's
presented. Yeah, but I understand that. It happens all around the world too. So we don't, that's don't work again. It's happening in the Bahamas.
No, of course
not. We know in bigger countries, the people don't come out as open and they don't do things. It's how things are done. But what I'm saying to you is this. We don't know if the next Elon Musk is sitting in one of our schools. We don't know if the next Mark Zuckerberg is sitting, what's the gentleman's name from Larry Ellison from Oracle. We don't know. But guess what? We got to be able to create the platform to be able to drive and push these things and make these things happen. Bahamians are doing great things. Bahamians are living in the Bahamas and doing consultancy work for Fortune 100 companies, Fortune 500 companies all around the world. Bahamians are running and doing great things internationally. So you're trying to tell me Bahamians who are doing great things internationally, we can't do great things here? Come on, man.
Come on. Let me take a telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard, and your guest.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
Fine. I'll remember your guest's name.
Wayne Johnson.
Wayne Johnson.
Oh, Wayne. Yeah, Wayne. Wayne, do you think Bitcoin will go up to $100,000 by the Christmas?
By way more than that. I believe it already hit 93,000. And yes. Today it was harboring over 90,000 when I last looked at it. But I believe right before the inauguration.
Graham just sent me it's 91,000 something.
It's 91,000. I believe it can move.
Could you believe it? That fell about $5,000 during the lockdown.
Yeah.
$5,000 per coin.
Yes.
And I think the president of El Salvador was 6,000.
Yes.
Now El Salvador have $500 million in Bitcoin.
That's it.
Because he was young and innovative.
That's vision.
When we sell our shares in Amazon. Amazon shares. I mean,
We should have kept our. We should
have $1 million of shares that he made, but $10 billion to spend.
Yep.
I mean, like we as black people, we don't know how to invest. We know how to use our muscles. Do you know how much professional players still have to hire the Jew to manage them? Because they can't manage big coins, big money. They have to pay the other man to count the money for you to buy your cars, buy the land. You just learn how to play ball.
We don't think in the long term. We don't think in the long term. It's about
how to day trade. I think Jewish friends taught me how to day trade.
Yep.
Which is kind of risky, but in the long run, they make plenty of money. But that's what they learn how to do. They learn to play basketball or run up and down the field. They learn to sit at a computer and make millions of dollars. So that's how they are trained to sit on money, invest money.
Listen.
Thank you for calling, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
The whole idea is when you like how this thing would happen with Amazon now, where a lot of couriers are up in arms. It's competition. It's called competition. They up in arms with Amazon shipping directly to Bahamas. Bahamians need to buy Amazon stock. It can go up. You need to find out how you can buy the stock. Close to the necessary requirements of what you need to buy the stock. We had the stock and we sell it. Man, make it make sense, man.
It don't make sense, sir.
No, but I'm saying we had the opportunity. These things in our portfolio. Okay? We had these things in our portfolio. Let me give you an example, Howard. Howard, I'm a voice people here today. Years ago, we went to a particular entity. We showed them if they invested $20 million, Pfizer, Merck, all these different companies, me and my partner, Mr. Paris Simmons, we said, and we was going to insure the $20 million through an insurance wrap. We had the financial crisis and everything else like that, and COVID-19, and the market went up. That same $20 million would have been over $2 billion today. You think we'd had any shortfall in making payments and money? But when you lack vision, when you lack insight, when you can't see into the future, you can't see under a wet paper bag.
How they can see? They in the same mode. See, this is
Howard.
Me and you getting in the same.
I'm telling you, Howard.
I hear what you say.
All I'm trying to tell you.
You beating the dead horse.
No, I beat the dead horse. I'm trying to say, Howard, is that Bahamians, the thing that Bahamians ain't present X, Y, and Z to entities to help our country because we love and care about our country. Because I don't know how to place to go. I go to America. I visit. Go to events in America and go on vacation and do business, but we want to come back home. So you don't think we want to see our country prosperous? I'm saying there's a lot of us, but we just hold our spot. Nobody else.
This is heavy what you're saying to me.
There
are nuances and complexities in this conversation that I know you don't care to unwrap.
Howard, I ain't going to unwrap it because when I tell people the story, because I sat at the table. I know the things that were said to me. I know what was said to my face outside of the door. Okay? I ain't going to get into that because that's the past. All I'm saying, we have opportunity now to change now. My granddaddy and daddy have gone through some things in this country. I don't want to go back to that. We have some opportunity to change some things now in this country.
Wow. Let me take the telephone call before we get to another break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Good day.
What's up, my dear? What's up?
Everything's going good. Day, Mr. Johnson.
Good day.
I know Mr. Johnson very well, but he don't know me personally. Howard, what he is saying makes a lot of sense. And, you know, he's saying only us is who's holding up. I think what he may want to say without having to say it is that investment could not have taken place because it came from him. The idea came from him and his partner. Had it come from somebody who is connected to the people them who they could look forward and personal hand out from that, that investment would have been through. The Bahamian people wouldn't know anything about it. The Bahamian money would have been there making the money and collecting it without even knowing what happened. But because Mr. Johnson and his partner were the ones that recommended, it could not have gone through. Mm. You understand me? Mm. It's I scratch your back, you scratch mine type of situation goes on in this
country. But we didn't want to talk about that. He would tell me about the Constitution and how he can stand from a legal standpoint, logistical standpoint, so forth and so on. I hear what he's saying. I like what he's saying. However, we still got to navigate the muck and mire of corruption that exists in this country.
Howard, my police record exactly. Clean, okay?
Your police record.
My police record clean, okay? I could travel to the United States, okay?
That ain't got nothing to do with the people. That ain't got nothing to do with the people who you want to do business with.
But that 75% that they said of the bribery that goes on in this country, this where we would never suspect it coming from. And that's the thing. Our governments are the problem. I'm sorry to say it like that. Our governments are the problem. I ain't worried about those who saying they will get there. In my head, they got their own plans of how to get whatever they want for them and their people too. So our governments are the problem. Somehow, somewhere, someone needs to step forward and be that government for change and how Ingram is saying, government in the sunshine. Let me see what you're doing. Let us see what you're doing. Persons who are giving good ideas to help this country, to help my grandpumpkin who is growing up now, to become a strong Bahamian and one that is taking this country to even a higher level at his four-year-old age. We need people who is going to have this country running the way it's supposed to be. By the time he gets to where he needs to be, he don't need to go away, find a job, and stay there because there's no reason to come up with the skills that he will collect. Come on. These governments need to stop it.
I agree with you. I like this telephone call. Thank you, my dear. I do appreciate your telephone call, guys. Last break before we get back. When we get back, we can talk about some stack with Wayne. How you can get on some of these ideas to make some things happen. How you can be able to purchase Zoo Coin, so forth and so on. Quick break. Gonna be right back after this.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Attention Marco's Pizza lovers in Freeport and to our Cable Beach customers. We have heard you. Marco's $10 carryout, one large, one topping pizza is now available at all locations. That's right. Whether you live out east, west, central, south, or in Freeport, Marco's has you covered. Call in or order online and pick up in restaurant today. Marco's is getting bigger and better by the moment. This unbeatable deal is available for a limited time only.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect, being able to do all we're doing this morning. Remember I told you about Check Mr. Darren Antonio tonight over at Fox Hill Community Center at 7 p.m. I'm going to do my best to see if I can make it out there. But just to wrap up this kind of a conversation with you, Wayne, I like what you're saying. I really do. I like what you're saying. I believe in what you're saying. And not to get deep into this kind of a conversation with you, but these are some of the things that I wrestle with. Do I help? Do I participate? Do I get involved with what's happening from a political standpoint to be able to see if I can lend to change? Is there an appetite for change? Is there a desire to be able to see change? Are people content with the way that we are? Do we believe that we've lost a generation? These things that I grapple with every single day, trying to figure out the next and best step I can take to be able to ensure that I can leave a mark here in this country to say that I existed and I contributed the way that I should. And then you look at you as an individual, the issues that we have from an external standpoint. Mm-hmm. And though you want to do business here, and though you want to be able to innovate and be able to kind of spread that innovation, that idea, like a wildfire in our community, some people are content. They're content. And the only way that we can change those things is with something that's bigger than us.
Absolutely, Howard. I've never stopped. I've never stopped. Howard, I came out at 27. I'm 52 now. I've never stopped, okay? Yes, you get tired. Yes, you feel defeated. Yes, you get broken. You feel broken. Yes, you look at the people and they smile in your face and they laugh at you. And then they lie to you. It's your own, okay? I've had my counterparts from away. Leave, where you? Why are you staying there? Leave. Come over here with us. Make millions of dollars. It'll happen in the future. But devotion. Like somebody said, I should go myself and come back as a bar American. And that would have been different. But the fact of the matter is, Howard, is that we have Bahamians out there. They interested in building their own economy. They interested in building their portfolio. They interested in trying to make additional income. They interested in learning about financial freedom, financial security, financial investments. They interested in doing some things differently. They don't want to follow that same strategy no more. We talking about how you could change your life. You got to change your thinking to change your life. And if you could change your thinking, that's where you could change your life. Okay? So we have to be able to put our people in a position for them to be able to obtain financial freedom. Our people want financial freedom. Our people want opportunity. Our people want hope. Okay? We're giving them the spiritual food. We're giving them the financial food. We're giving them the mental food. We're giving them emotional food. We're giving them the health food. You got to deal with those pillars. That's what our people want today. Our people ain't just interested in talk. What are you going to do? What can you do for me? How are the hundreds and thousands of persons who I've helped to get set up in business? The sound of my voice and dealing with people doing business, consulting, business advisory, all these different things I've done for persons. I'm happy that a lot of these persons are moving towards a place of success in this country. That's what I'm happy about, Howard. And that's what God is going to change. The winds of change is sweeping the Bahamas. And it's sweeping the Bahamas economically. And Bahamians want economic empowerment so they can see, feel, and touch. They're not interested in jobs. They're interested in entrepreneurship, financial freedom, digital assets, preserving their portfolio. They want to pass on generational wealth. They want to be able to invest in their child's future, that they know their child and their children could call a place like the Bahamas home. That's what we want to believe in.
Well, let me read this couple of texts before we get out of here, and then when we get back, well, after I read the text, I want you to be able to give some information on how persons can get in contact with you. So it says, unfortunately, many good ideas are overlooked because of the poor quality leaders that we select. The people at the gate can't fathom that what you're trying to explain. I had someone ask me, how are we going to get 100,000 products on this phone? This was, as Mr. Johnson said, years ago, before someone came up with a fancy word for process reengineering that was being done since the 1960s. The simply they simply do not have the mental capacity to comprehend. This is what the text is saying. And if by chance someone does, they immediately want to take the idea as theirs to announce the good ideas their party came up with. Then they hide you in the corner, frantically typing away on the keyboard. Our country is dying simply because our leaders lack vision. And vision could be as simple as, this is a risk, but what innovation isn't? The theory is sound, and it's worth a try. This person understands their concept and will implement it better than we can. They just need our assistance, and at the end of the day, both of us win. That's a text that's coming through. I like that text. I had to read the entire thing, right? Says, Howard, a lot of our banks were stopping locals from buying crypto. This text is coming through. He says, be not dismayed, Howard. You need to bring this guy on at least once a month or bi-monthly or bi-weekly just to be able to talk about these things. I have so much to do. He is a true Johnson. Obviously, this is a Johnson. We'll tell you this also, right? I love his audaciousness, but more his knowledge and his concept. Enough respect. All right, this is Texas coming through. Let's see if we can be able to read another one. So he says, Howard, you saying why herring? I don't understand what you say. You saying what, why herring? I don't know what that means. Have you heard what he said? Have a PhD, pulling each other down. Bunch of ego-driven men is hypocritical critiques. This is heavy what you're saying, right? Let's see if we can take another one. It says, can you give this guy, well, they asked for your number. So I want you to be able to give your numbers out also, if you can be able to do that. It says, Hi, Howard. Nice commentary. I might sound racist or ignorant, but we are not living under an Africanized killer bee Bahamian culture. This is what they say. This is a text, right? This is when you come on radio, these things just happen, right? And then they said, that is made up of meism and corruption, an Africanized killer bee Bahamian culture. That's what we're not living in that, right? So this person says, Howard, you all need to be getting that pothole fixed in front of your old church. I didn't say the bad word on JFK Drive. Okay, I'm not going to fight you. Just to be able to wrap up this kind of a conversation, we got 4 minutes before we get out of here. Let persons know how they can participate, how they can be able to hear more of what you're doing, whether or not you have any other seminars coming up, whether or not they can be able to talk to you on a day-to-day basis to see how they can stay in contact with you. Let persons know how they can get in contact with you.
They can contact me at 468-7958, 468-7958. They could WhatsApp me, text me. They could call me right after the show, WhatsApp me, text me. They want to connect with me. They want to learn more about Zootopia. They want to learn more about Zucoins. They want to learn more, business consulting, business advisory, business coaching. They want to be able to organize a session.
What the numbers is again?
468-7958. 468-7958.
468-7958. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. You have any, I guess if they call you, they can get your email address and all
that. Yeah, my email address is WayneJohnson1. WayneJohnson1. CEO of me at gmail.com. WayneJohnson1, CEO of me at gmail.com. WayneJohnson1, CEO of me at gmail.com.
Okay, my brother, you have anything coming up real soon? Like persons could be able to participate? Are you thinking about a workshop or anything like that?
I'm thinking about a workshop coming up real soon. I'm just trying to get the dates and everything organized with that. It's going to be downtown. It's going to be talking about just being able to prepare themselves, getting them to be able to do some things as it relates to investment and doing some things to be able to make their life better and be able to show them how they could be able to put together some things for themselves.
Wayne, I truly enjoyed this conversation. I like the innovation, the ideas. I like the fact that, you know, sometimes we feel like we are the lone, not me as an individual, but there is a niche grouping that has gone quiet as it relates to innovation and really being able to scream to the senses, to the public. But the truth of the matter is that to hear you speak the way that you are with passion, knowing that you've done this for well over 20 years now, and being able to speak truth to power is an invigorating thing for me. We know that we have a lot of challenges, that we go through trial and tribulation and mountains to kind of climb over. But if we stay persistent, we know that we can be able to see the change that we envision. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to join us today and have this kind of a conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, you can reach out to Wayne Johnson at 468-7958. That's 468-7958. He'd be more than happy to assist you, give you all the information you need, and prepare us to move forward, upward, onward, and together in this country. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Foundation with Howard Grant. I thank you so much for being able to tune in on this beautiful Monday. Go check my guy out tonight in Fox Hill. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow. Godspeed, right here on The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.